Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in.
No.
Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, yes, we have a in-house trainer who is working with us. So what you see tonight, it'll be more tomorrow on Rebel Card Friday. Yay. Are we on?
Yeah.
Well, the way you threw that phone.
Oh, I would have said something more than that. I'm just thinking I don't need it anymore. I would have been keeping it right here if we had to keep experimenting. No, we could. We on.
Yeah, see, Catherine's thinking about how to get the fire in.
I can tell you one thing you can't do. You can't rotate it in the middle of a live broadcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't like that.
Okay.
If it hasn't for us. It always goes sideways then.
Now, look at how nice the lighting is. He worked with colors and lights. So, yeah. I mean, there's going to be more tweaking. So, anyway, we're glad to have you. I know, I thought the fire would work too, but we are too far away. Could you zoom in? No, that wouldn't help. Mm-mm. It'll take the fire away.
She's got it now.
Yeah. No, we'll put it in the corner on top of something.
It has nothing to do with me. If I'm not here, you still ain't getting the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, let's open. Shall we open now? Hi, Deborah Lee here. I am your psychic love doctor for the next hour, and we'll be here giving you free readings during the show. Log Talkers, yay, glad to have you with us. Yes, we love that you listen to us from all over the world, which is really gratifying. We both really love that. And, of course, our Facebookers, you are watching us live streaming while hearing us, and you are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. All right, Jim, take care.
Just keep talking. We can play with this a little bit here.
Yeah, he wants to play with it a little. Oh, the long way. Whoa.
It's going to be sideways, but still.
And what's that going to do? Sideways.
We're going to do an experiment.
Okay. Well, sideways works.
That's what we're going
to
do.
You'd have to sit up tight.
Well, I haven't sat down yet for you to say to make that judgment call, actually.
How are you able to turn it?
I mean, you just got to start the show with it in the right position.
Oh.
Like I said, it won't let you do it in the middle of the show, but wait for the next time you can do that.
Well, then put it back where we were.
Yeah, I'm going to put it back where we were.
Yes.
Yeah, this will work.
Definitely.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Definitely.
And then you can play with the distance again.
Okay. Works for me. So, Blog Talkers, just bear with us. We are working with a new format, you know, and we don't put on airs here anyway. We are just down home and country.
I'll take it up high now since we're not getting the flame.
Yeah, a little bit more. There.
Get this next about 7 or 8.
Yeah.
All right,
so back to the opening. I was saying yes.
Yes.
That we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings, holding them up to prove the point to our blocked, and now we got Facebookers that
yes.
can see these. Okay.
Well, some are both.
Yes,
some
that's
people do
very
both.
True.
And that would be the wisest thing.
Now, when I go to do the readings, I'm going to use a full 24-card layout. As we work more with our trainer, we're going to actually be able to have it on the screen where you're going to be able to see the whole layout looking down. But for right now, you just have to take my word for it.
Yeah, they can see it pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they can catch about 80% of it when you spread it out on there, the ones that are watching.
We didn't get a chance to say last night, but those of you that were here last week will remember that Michelle Locke, her little kitty was missing for like 10 days. Cards kept saying that cat was coming back, and sure enough, it did.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
I don't believe we did.
Okay.
I don't believe that we did.
We'll take your word for it. I don't remember.
Yeah. So, yes, we are always happy to hear when something that was perceived in the cards turns out to actually become reality in your life. We like that. Yeah, I'm really happy for her, too. Boy, that cat went out a-traveling.
Yeah. you know what? Hindsight, if I was a child in different technology, the dogs we had used to go on adventures out in the country, I would get those GoPro cameras to see. It would have been so much fun. Those dogs were gone sometimes 10, 12 hours, those two, Midnight and Blackie.
Didn't we get your dad one? We gave him one.
We gave him something.
Daryl and I did.
We got him something, yeah, for Tony.
Yeah, and they put it on Tony, and they were amazed at.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that he was confined to the yard. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, those dogs. They came back with, one time he came back with a frozen deer leg.
Where was the rest of the deer?
Well, some hunters must have probably did the in the field carve up and let him. They probably thought that was cool. One time they came back with a cow skull of a cow, which means that thing was dead probably for years. And they found the skull, looked like a cow skull. So it was pretty wild. I'm saying it would have been cool to have a GoPro on those guys.
Hey, there you are, Michelle. We were just talking about you. Your ears must be ringing. We were talking about how your kitty came home. Kitty, kitty, kitty. And what you're looking at is we are changing our set. And we're working with a trainer who's going to be broadening our horizons. Let's put it that way. So we're just experimenting tonight. Tomorrow it will be more.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that much more. I mean, all the equipment's in here.
He's got some ideas for the backdrop. And eventually we're going to have a green screen where we can put whatever we want up on that. So yeah, we are innovating. And I hope that you like it's a cleaner shot, you know. And this is in a corner of my office. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to turn you all over to Jim now.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only.
Yeah.
Also, we would like to remind you folks that if you are international, please let us know. Anytime you roll in, it doesn't have to be at the beginning and then we blow you off. Anytime somebody comes rolling international, we will make sure we give them shout-outs. We'll work it in. But right now, it's easy because we have Jeanette from Canada. Yay. We don't have to work it in because we haven't started any readings yet. Yay. So we have our international, so far, the sole representative. From the country to the north, we share the same continent, though.
Michelle, it's still out there in another area.
What?
And she liked our coconut nest.
I don't know what that is.
And you know what? It's going to get cold in this office.
If you keep that cranking, but yeah.
Yeah.
You got to preactive.
And that's not it's not a real fire, so it's not going to, it's there for aesthetic
purposes.
Well,
they don't see it, so they don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, you'll be seeing.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Suzanne, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah.
All right. As I was saying, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. If you call in early, you'll hear music. Not the show.
That's right.
Once the show starts, you shall hear show. Anytime before, during, or after, well, not after, before or during, if you hear silence, we didn't go through it, just hang up, call back. 99% of the time, it's going to take care of the problem. Let's see. Facebookers, we will turn to you when we have opportunities. Can't nail you down a time, who, what, where, when, place. Yesterday was our alternate Wednesday, so we did a bunch of you guys.
Today is
Today's Friday. Whatever. Today's phone calls, but if there's gaps, then
yeah.
It's you guys. And right now the calls are thin, but you just can't predict. Sometimes they come flooding in at the 30-minute mark. Sometimes they're 50 minutes before they're loaded. This shit is unpredictable. That's all I can say. So I guess it's consistently inconsistent. So you can look at it that way, all right? But we will turn to you. We'll make it clear how to do so. It'll be Deborah Lee, I don't know what that means. It'll be,
we've removed your content.
I don't know what that means.
And then they say, this is on Facebook, we removed your content, and then it says, we can't show you the content.
Well, but it says you can see why, but I don't think you want, you're going to play with
I
that.
I do want to know.
Here we go, folks.
The Nazis.
So Facebookers, stand by. We'll let you know when the door opens for you. It'll
it
be clear.
It says, for repeatedly breaking our rules can cause more account restrictions.
Well, you post a lot of stuff. You're a poster. I like this. I post it. I like it. I post it. Stop having fun on Facebook. They took that away. You got to stop it. I quit doing that years ago. People are like, did you see what I posted? It's like, I don't go on anymore. I can't do anything without getting in trouble. So I just don't do shit on there anymore. Really. Some guy told me I got to look at some messenger thing he sent me. I could do that tonight. I got to remember to do that. Some Vietnam War story, this guy that actually was there living the nightmare. So that's the deal, Facebookers. And regardless of who you are or how you're getting your reading, when you are getting your reading, can you hear the sound of the harps? We imagine angels playing harps. Well, guess what? Those angels are saying two things. One, let your reading end. That's what the angels are saying. Let your reading come to an end. It's a free reading. It's now going to conclude when you hear the harps. After you hear the harps, stand by, though, because I'm going to give you a single angel card reading. And tonight's flavor is from the healing angel card deck. So you shall get a healing angel card. It's always nice to be healed, even if you don't think you need it. We can all use some healing, even if we don't think we need it. All right. Let's see here. Anything else we got going on here? I think that's, you got any final thoughts before we send you down to death row?
Death row?
Yeah. Final thoughts, like a final meal?
Oh, I'd rather have a meal. Of course, I don't know if I was on death row if I'd have much of an appetite.
Well,
you know?
You don't know. You're right. Or you might be like, good God, I need the biggest meal ever. And maybe the longer I get bigger meal I get, the more time I get to eat it and delay that execution. I don't know. But real quickly before we take our first caller. It is, let's see, Great American Smoker. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to smoke tonight. Let's see, what else is this?
Today we were supposed to quit?
I don't know what it says. I didn't click through. Probably. They always have it one day a year. National Button Day, and we're talking buttons, so that's not exciting. Clarinet Day, if you like clarinets. National Fast Food Day. Isn't that every day in the United States of America? Good Lord. So that's it. That's your big highlights of what day it is today. La, 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 la. Let's see, Melanie is here. Melanie is in the UK also, is
yes,
she not?
Yes, she is.
International shout out to Melanie. Okie dokie. Let's take the first caller.
A bowl full of Vicodin, right. Right, right.
Area code 312, I believe that is in the wonderful state of Illinois. 312, welcome to the show.
Hello, glad to have you with us. You are now on
Hello.
The air with the Psychic Love Doctor Joe. Right.
Hi, Florence. This is Diana.
And this is whom?
Diana.
Who? Diana. Hi, how are you?
Yes. I'm doing great.
Great. It's great that you're doing great.
Well, we're glad to hear that. So what can we do for you this evening?
I was just wanting to know, like, is I'm about to come across, like, a lawsuit or someone here?
Lawsuit.
A lawsuit? What'd you do? Did you jack somebody up?
No.
Okay, well, that's cool. Hey, you got to watch out nowadays. The old days, you can go outside, step outside to somebody and settle it, and that was it. But nowadays, everybody sues everybody for everything.
Oh, yeah. And you know what?
You know?
Back in our day, it was one-on-one.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there was nobody. There's no gang of people kicking somebody when we were down.
Now it's mob.
Now everybody's forms a circle around one person. I don't get that shit.
Okay, tell us what your question entails. Do you expect to be sued or do you expect to sue? Which way are you going?
I was actually in a cab on my way to work, and I got hit by a driver.
Oh, was this recent?
It has to be.
Yes, this morning.
Oh, no, are you okay?
A little bit. They got me also heavy dose pain medicine right now.
Oh, boy.
Did the everything happen properly? Police, ambulance, and all that stuff? Everybody was called? Everything was documented? Police accident reports and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. I don't know the – well, we're not legal experts here, folks.
No.
Especially this. Now, she's in a cab, so I don't know who is liable to what. Is the.
Are you going to be out of work for a while?
Yes.
Somebody owes her something.
I would think through the insurance.
What we don't know. See, we don't know if it goes through the taxi cab company and they get it from that guy or it comes from that guy. So you have to, I don't know, on the tax. This is a weird situation. But regardless of the who, what, where, when, she'll look and see the big picture of the outcome as far as your happiness of an outcome.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We can't tell you the specifics on who's going to pay you. Is it going to be the cab company's insurance company?
To the cards, will there be compensation for Diana?
Well, she'll be happy with the compensation no matter who it comes from, and there will be. There will be.
How's the cab driver? Okay.
She was hurt as well. She had to go as well.
Oh.
Was it the other driver's fault?
Yes. The person needed to. He supposed to stop at the stop sign, but he didn't care. He just kept going.
Oh.
What happened?
He hit and run?
Yeah.
Oh, they get, and nobody knows who it was?
No.
Oh, well, then that cab company.
Somebody should have grabbed that license plate.
Well, they can't. They got in a wreck, but you'd have to have a bystander that happened to be really quick with photographic memory. Well, then we know who that's going to be. That's going to be the cab company.
It would be nice if the cab company was running one of those webcams.
But still, it's a dashboard camera.
Yeah, they do have a camera that's inside the, that's what she said, it was a camera inside the cab thing that fits on the outside as well.
You'll have to see the footage. Just because you have a dash cam doesn't mean you catch a good view of the accident. If you get hit from the backside, sideways, but it's better than nothing. So,
I really think you're going to get compensated. They're going to want to put this to bed pretty quick, because this was a commercial vehicle. They're going to be carrying insurance. So, things can get dicey when you're in somebody's, private or personal car.
Which this is not, though. This is commercial. This is a commercial business.
And it's under Sure to Come True, and it does look like it may not be a king's ransom that you're going to get, but you'll end up with something out of this.
Yeah.
And
they're
make
liable.
Sure that your medical appointments show if you have any long-term issues like back trouble, like there'll be back trouble.
I would damn go get a lawyer.
Yeah.
I would get an accident lawyer right now because the cab company's lawyers, it's their insurance company. They care about themselves. They don't care about you. I'd go get my own damn lawyer right away. Work for free. You don't get paid unless we get paid. But I would get them.
Those ambulance chasers are very enthusiastic.
I'd go on Google and find out who the best one is, who's got the best Google reviews. Don't look at the reviews on their website because they're going to post a good one.
The thing is, you want to make sure that you'll have funds for future medical
issues. Accident type. Lawyers know all about that. You just got to make the call. They'll even come to you if you're too hurt.
Well, you sound like...
Oh, they will. They will. Like they're going to take care of you. And I would call one as ASAP. I wouldn't wait a second. Tomorrow I'd get up, make that a priority, get a hold of one of those people. Because they're going to want to send you to doctors of their own.
That is absolutely correct.
Because they're going to send you to doctors. They're going to tell you who to go see. They're going to tell you everything. They know they're the experts. Because if you wait for that taxi cab company and the insurance company to try to take care of you, they're looking out for themselves.
They really are.
And that's the world we live in.
Don't sign anything. In commercials.
If somebody says they want to record a conversation, say you do not have permission to record a conversation.
Until your lawyer is present.
Say, I haven't talked to legal counsel yet, and nobody has permission.
Because they may want to take a deposition. You're exactly right.
They'll try to twist some things out of something you say, and you can't take it back if they record it.
Okay, what have you got?
All right. The subject is sacred knowledge. This is a healing angel card. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Feel the peace within. Beyond your thoughts lies your eternal truth.
Breath work.
The I am presence, yeah, of eternal love. But I did just, I had one time, there was a little minor stupid, the only accident I've been in was so minor, you couldn't even tell there was a scratch there. But I had an insurance company call me and they said, is it okay if we record this? I said, no, as a matter of fact, you can't record this. And in fact, you call my insurance company. I don't even want to talk to you directly. Yeah. It's the other person's insurance company. Nope. That put it in that. And my insurance company called and said, yeah, they're talking about going to the doctor and stuff. I said, doctor? I said, you can't even imagine. They were trying to go through an intersection and change their mind and stopped. And I stopped a little bit late and I just went, dink. And they said, oh, yeah, they went to the doctor to get checked
Whiplash.
Out.
I was like,
I said, there isn't any possible way that I could hit somebody any softer. Any doctor appointment is pure bullshit. That went away when I told my insurance company that. So, all right, well, good luck to you. But yours is a different ballgame.
So glad, though, that it wasn't worse.
Right. I mean, it sucks that it happened, but it could be worse. And you go find yourself a lawyer. Don't talk to any of those schmucks until you get one.
They're going
to
want to settle.
Well, they're going to want to, and they're going to want to say, yeah, we'll pay for your medical bills and nothing else. And then they're going to want you to sign. You're going to want you to talk on a tape recorder or a recorded phone. Say, I got to get a lawyer.
Yeah.
So, and we hope you heal faster because sometimes a day, 2, 3 days later, you could feel a lot worse even. So hopefully it doesn't happen for you.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Yeah, keep in touch. Keep in touch. Now we are invested in this.
So we
want to
follow your story.
And we want to make sure your health doesn't deteriorate and you get proper legal counsel.
Absolutely.
That is very important.
Yeah.
Okay, hon.
Good luck to you.
Rest up.
Right. And she's just on mute. And you know what?
What?
Whether they find the driver or they don't find the driver, that's not her problem. She was in a commercial taxi.
That's right.
Taxi got squared away with her. They can go after a driver or not. That's not her problem at all. She don't give two shits about
that. 9 times out of 10, they run. They don't have insurance.
Oh, they run insurance. They don't have insurance. They don't have a license. They're drinking or all three.
Or they're crooks that...
Or they're in a stolen vehicle or, you know, it could be... they don't run because they're law-abiding citizens. There's a reason they took off. Yeah. It's not because, I don't want my insurance rates to go. No, there's a lot worse shit that they're a reason to take it off. Yeah. Crap. I remember one time that I was in the middle, how would it happen? We're all stopped and somebody wasn't paying attention. A guy hit me, caused me to hit the lady in front of me, right? So we all get out. I'm talking to the dude. I'm sorry, I wasn't, blah, blah, blah. The next thing you know, that lady got back in her car and took off. So obviously she had something wrong with license, registration, even though she was totally not at fault for anything. To her, she didn't want the cop station. She was an older lady, so somebody was
maybe she had a warrant out for her.
She was like freaking 60s and so.
They break the law, too, Jim.
What was she doing? Was she robbing a freaking geriatric store or something like that? Was she, I went over and knocked off a walker store. I needed a new walker. They're all looking for me. I shoplifted some Geritol.
I got to tell
you. She went after some Depends.
Before we move on, I've got to tell you the thing that really gets my goat when I'm out shopping.
What is it people get your goat?
I don't know what that means. I don't.
Well, remember, it's just a shopping thing, but I want to know the goat thing.
Well, look it up. What gets?
Well, I was hoping I don't want to look things up. That's too easy. But anyway, go back to you.
Anyway,
what gets your goat when you're shopping?
Shoplifting. Usually women, I would assume, that take it like one earring out of a.
Not necessarily nowadays.
Oh, that really ticks me off.
That burns her cookies.
Look, they don't care that when they do stuff like this or in the grocery store, people that leave stuff out that should be refrigerated.
Or they eat and then they throw the wrappers on the ground and they ate something. I want to walk up and hit them with a baseball bat.
Because they're raising the prices for everybody through that.
Because who the fuck are you? Why can't you pay? A lot of times the stuff they're doing in the grocery store are like $1 or $2, really, really.
Well, once many
bananas and throwing the pool. I mean, if I eat a banana, if I drink, not a banana. If I drink a beverage all the time, I'll bring the empty up and ring it up. If I come in from I used to ride my motorcycle in the 90s with a helmet on, I'd be drinking the shit out of stuff in the grocery store, but I should put all the empty bottles up.
There was a very cute little boy in a grocery store, and I was watching him. I was with Daryl then. He was opening up the Lunchables and stealing all the candy bars. So I went up to him and I said, "Honey, what you're doing is called stealing." He was like maybe 7, 8 years old. I said, "You can't, people paid for those." And I was trying to explain to him, and he took off with a rocket. Next thing I know, turning the corner, I'm facing his mother now, who is confronting me and saying, "What you doing talking to my boy?" And I said, "Your boy was stealing."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Not my boy." And I thought, "Oh, kid, you're going to have a heyday when
no,
you're."
No, I would have said, "No, your boy was stealing. And apparently he's a chip off the old cunt." "Oh, did I say that? I meant block. Oh, sorry, chick." Yeah. I like to spoil for a fight.
Oh, yeah. I thought that wench wanted to go for a throwdown.
Well, I would have thrown down.
And the kid is grinning at me, and I thought, "Oh, you poor little kid."
So first of all, your bastard child, I would have thrown that out there right off the bat, because obviously you don't know who the father is. You might have it down to 5 or 6, you know.
Jim gets very full of, like, low blows.
If they open the door first. Always never start out being the low-class person.
Remember the person.
But if they start insulting you, then it's like, now you have said it's okay to insult
someone. The one that said, "Yo mama."
No, she said, "Your mama's a white bitch." Which
in front of
she
everybody.
Didn't know that. She didn't know that, but okay, it was a true statement in this case. I mean, you can't tell. I could have had a black mama.
I thought you said, "That's the best you've got."
I did say that.
Yeah.
I did say that, and then I said a whole bunch of things that I don't even want to say on here right after that. As we walked in, everybody, all the heads turned when they heard me say all the things there.
All the people at the checkout.
Oh, boy. It was real bad. "You dumb," and a whole bunch of things, and she didn't respond. She knew that I was pretty much, I'd put an end to that. And everybody had looked and said, "Holy crap, this guy just walked in and called her that." They didn't hear anything else that went up. We're all walking in doing this. People are stupid. People are stupid. It's all over a parking spot. She, like, whipped in front. And then when I walked by, I said, "You know," she said something to me. I was like, "You know, I said, "I didn't even try to get that parking spot." "Well, you're going really fast." I was like, "Man, you're a stupid bitch." After she said, "Your mama's a white bitch." I was like, she is, I guess. Sometimes I would piss at her. I would think she was a bitch, too.
Oh,
I think everybody everybody's, all chicks have been bitches in their lives. All guys have been dickheads in their lives. It's
a female dog.
Well, we know that. Well, look at a big Webster's. It'll have about a billion definitions. But yeah, that is one of them.
Hey, all you people that are on the outside looking in, come on in. We'll give you a reading. Come on.
In fact, we see you.
What?
Facebookers now. Messenger, Deborah Lee. You can do it. Yes, we have turned to you folks. We have Michelle. We have Catherine. We have Suzanne is here. Jeanette was here from so far. And there's other people here that have not spoken.
I know that people are out shopping for Thanksgiving or Christmas. I don't know, Jim. It was the 15th. People got paid.
We don't really shop for Thanksgiving.
No, you men wait till the last minute.
What do you need to buy on frickin' Thursday night for an event that's a week away?
Oh, I turned the volume down. That's right.
Well, you should answer it first, but you didn't.
Well, she can call right back.
All right,
back.
Michelle, give her a minute and call right. Well, he can answer it now. And just tell us.
Can I? Thank you.
That sounded pretty loud, Deb. Let it load.
Hey, lady. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yep.
Hi.
Sounds as loud as it's going to get, probably. Oh.
Surprised I got on.
Yes. Well, things are slow this time of year, you know.
Well, no, they're not. They're blowing up. It's consistently inconsistent, remember? All right, go anyway. Back to Michelle.
Michelle, you tell us what you're on the call.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you. By the way, on Sunday I went out and I was thinking about that cat right before he came home, and I was just kept going around the neighborhood. In any case, I was on a mission, and I hear the song "Staying Alive."
Uh-huh. staying alive, staying alive.
And I said, that's God telling me. That's God telling me. And I said, yep, he's alive.
Well, and there it was.
And
I'm
you'll
so
never,
glad.
You'll never know where she went.
No.
So, I don't even want to, I have this guy that was referred to me to do some in Connecticut, but out of state. And believe it or not, all he had to do was take a tub, fix the wall, put new clock in. There was a water leak. It did have to be investigated, but he tried to extort money from me by taking the clock off and then saying, I need you to pay me before I do anything else. So it's
supposed to have something mounted on a wall or something.
So I had and luckily I got somebody, and this whole clock job is ending up costing me about $800.
Oh my God! Can't you sue him?
Well, I have a feeling he's going to try to sue me, put a mechanic's lien on the place, whatever. I don't trust him. The guy is delusional. He's like the price jumped around all over the place, all over the place. And I said, look, I have never said I'm not paying you, but it became like, you need to pay me this second I need payment. And I said, do you have Zelle? No. So he set up Zelle. It didn't work. I'm over there trying, and he could see I'm trying because I sent him the screenshot that it
failed. Can't get it to work either, Zelle. I don't know what.
Oh, I use it all the time. Well, not all the time, but I have used it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
well,
back to her.
Was he bonded? Was he, you know?
Was it some schmo?
It was just some guy on the street?
No, it wasn't. He was referred to me by my old handyman, who is amazing.
You should go slap that guy in the head.
Go ahead.
The old guy is caring for his invalid fiance, so and he had to actually come out. So I had to pay $50 an hour for his aide to babysit the fiance who's an invalid while he came out. Then they had to pay him too. When I say him, the old candy man, right? But he referred me to this guy. He said, I never had any problem until this. Well, he's extorting money, and I don't go for that.
Go to Angie's List from now on. Yeah.
Yeah, go to Angie's List.
Yeah, that's wrong. But you have got no contract or anything, so what can you know?
Right.
Cut your losses, I guess, and then go find somebody else and say, I'll never do that again.
You just took a course at the University of Life, and none of those courses are cheap.
Why in God's name did you pay the guy that referred a handyman to you?
No. The guy who referred the other guy had to come and finish the job the other guy started.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
What did he say about that?
Yeah, but he was he didn't know who to believe because the guy was just making stuff up as he went. Like, I gave him 2 days to fix the place because I have tenants. Times I told him, look, it's very important. You got to be done, out of there. These people will go to a hotel, and I'll be paying for it. Oh, yeah.
Is this your Connecticut condo?
Yeah.
So you weren't even there. You simply had to rely on the, good faith here. Well, you better tell that older guy, don't refer this man to people again.
He knows. I'm just wondering if he's going to sue me now.
We can't give it legal advice. However, we can look at.
Get a one-sentence question.
Oh, she just said, is the guy going
to
sue
her? Oh, you want to know if that's your question? You want to know if he's going to try to go after you?
Yeah.
Well,
that's right.
Did you ever give him any money at all? You couldn't, right?
No, I didn't give him any money. I'm going to, but he just, flip-flopped. The price was going all over the place, and it was crazy. And then, he's like, accusing me of not paying him, but 2 seconds have gone by, and he doesn't have the Zelle set up right, and he could see that I made the payment, but it didn't go through. And he keeps saying, you haven't paid me.
I had to go back in.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know how, but it irks me, to the core, this bad energy.
Well, right at this point, I don't think he's going to. Okay, for one thing, this is a state lines. Now, I don't know how small claims and stuff works up there, but down here, you have to actually go to that state. Like if I had somebody in Florida do some work for me and they cheated me, I can't file the case here.
No.
I'd have to go to Florida, file the case, then go back to Florida.
Yeah, you'd have to, or you'd be filthy rich and have lawyers petition to move jurisdiction, but that's not the case in small claims.
I don't think he's going to do it.
No, it's small. Well, maybe he'll figure out Zelle. Maybe he'll figure Zelle out and get the money. He might have somebody help him with the Zelle shit.
Don't let him.
I'm not resending that money. Because,
I wouldn't either. Nope.
Because if I send him any money, I'm afraid he's going to say, you still owe me money and still bring me to court. So I'm not,
Right, I'm with you.
Don't let this guy harass you.
No,
he's at your door or he's up there, right?
Yeah.
So if he calls you and stuff, I would not take the call.
Nope.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
What?
That was a gunshot.
I heard something. Nah, I don't know if it was a gunshot.
Gunshot.
Everything's a gunshot in this world. All sounds are gunshots.
Anyway, no, I don't think he's going to. Okay. The old man is mad. The guy that with the invalid, he's mad. Because he thinks you're making a mountain out of a molehill here. And I wouldn't trust his judgment in the future. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, easy to say a mountain out of a molehill. Yeah, because he wanted me to work it out with him. There's no working it out with a guy who doesn't understand that he caused me much more money for this.
Did you have to give him money for materials?
No, because all he did was remove caulk. He didn't put the caulk in. The other guy fixed the drywall. The other guy did the hard work.
Yeah. Well, I think you're in the clear because I don't think he wants his own record revealed. Because I don't think that guy, the one with the caulking, I don't like that word, caulking. Caulking. Oh, why is it? Yeah, I know. But I think it should be caulk. Come and work on my caulk, not my cock.
Well, if you say it caulking,
caulking. That sounds dirty.
Caulking. Say caulking.
Hello? Well, anyway, yeah, I think it'll be fine. And he didn't do anything.
Right.
And he's yelling for money? No.
I don't think.
Oh, he wasted his day. He wasted his day bullshitting around.
That means he didn't have anything else to do anyway, then. That's what that means.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have done that. He would have left.
I get the feeling he drinks a lot. That's my feeling.
So did Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah.
Bojangles. Dance. All right, let's do this.
All right, here.
Yeah, the healing angel card.
Oh, you want to see my cat who came back?
Yes.
Yeah, kitty, kitty. Yeah, let's see that.
Oh, pretty. Oh, this is a pretty cat.
It's a pretty cat, but he looks kind of scrappy.
Yeah.
Or she, it's a she, right? It's a she.
Yeah. Well, her name's Survivor. She's had a hard life, but she's very sweet.
And she's been fixed?
Yes.
Well, otherwise she could have come home with a little package.
She could have had a bundle, the future bundle. Yes, indeed. That would have been bad news. Yes. All right, here's your healing angel card. Subject is gratitude. Make gratitude your new attitude.
Oh, yes.
The stars will shine brighter upon you. All in your world become brighter. So
like
be,
it.
Others be grateful. Grateful for what you got is basically what they're saying. We all should do that.
Yeah.
Even times are tough.
For my cat.
Your cat is back. Yep, that's right. Word up on that, dog.
Oh, look at all her babies. She got pretty babies. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Do they all get along?
They're all related. The survivor, when she came back, upset the apple cart, and they started fighting because of her a little bit.
Oh. Look at how cute, though. They're cute. They're cute.
In that, Ethel.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you.
We got a rock. It's time to move on to the phone calls. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, hon.
Sayonara.
Beautiful. Oh, I was going to go. I don't know. Not now.
We are not of the same DNA, just to let you know.
Ooh.
Us, you and me. So if she's crazy, it doesn't mean I'm crazy. It's not hereditary. If it's hereditary, I'm not part of her DNA chain. So, all right. I'm asking you. Ready?
I believe I am.
Well, sound off like you got a pair from Full Metal Jacket. All right, here we go. We're going to go to 856 is New Jersey. Welcome, New Jersey.
Hello there. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Oh. Hi, Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
First, right off the top, I want to tell you, so very sorry about you losing your father.
Is this the first time we've talked to him?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, we are, all of us are.
Really sorry for your loss.
Yes, indeed. We
I saw the write-up, and I felt,
she posted it,
my heart just went out to you, hon.
We understand.
And even if we've had rough relationships with our, you know, family,
yep.
Our parents.
They are who they are.
They still are.
They are who they are.
Yeah. So, honey, what brings you to the show?
A lot of chaos with my brother now and all that happy stuff. And
is he in charge of the estate?
Yeah. Anyway, what my father did with it, so.
Well, did your dad have a will?
Yeah, he said that my brother's got to take care of and make sure I have a roof over my head, and I got to switch over to upstairs, which I can't do it. So it's a lot of chaos. I lost my job on top of that, so a lot of chaos going on.
These things never happen in a cool, calm, and collected atmosphere.
Well, they say, you know, the stupid cliche, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
It's those stupid cliches get invented from somewhere. They do indeed.
So tell me, hon, what would you like your question to be?
If I'm moving on, I'm trying to get out of here, try to get a new job to move out completely. So it means that I don't get nothing. So if that's going to happen, either a relationship or moving out on my own, if that makes sense.
So she wants to look at the future then, basically, then. I'm guessing she would like a future lookout.
If you had, and if you had an inheritance coming, that could really get you started off right. But you don't.
No, not even that. I don't even get that.
I didn't do this right. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Really?
I could just tell feeling them there weren't enough.
Okay. Well, you would know. You've done that 4 trillion times.
Yes.
I mean, you could probably sit down and calculate it, how many years you've been doing it, what your average amount of times per day, and then figure out, wow, trillion might not be that far off.
Really?
You've been doing it.
Damn.
I mean, a trillion's obviously stupid.
Sounds like a big number.
It is stupid. It's it's like 1,000 billion, which, so I know we know it's not bad, but, you know. You know what I'm saying? She's done it a lot, all right? La 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 la. Suzanne, that's right. She
But
well, she had to go hit the toilet, of course, because that's what she does during her show. She goes to the toilet, you know. But she's back. Well, she's been back since the last reading.
You know, if we had a
when
real,
you gotta go, you gotta go.
If
that's
we
what,
had like a real cable show,
that's
she
what Goldblum
would,
said on freaking Jurassic Park.
She would have to be part of it with her toilet time.
Don't give me that look, because I wasn't finished with my quote.
But you're,
she gave me that look like I interrupted. It's like, oh, who did the interrupting here, my dear? I recommend not doing looks like that. She's got looks that kill.
All
great,
right,
great
well,
early
see.
Motley Crue. I love their hard stuff, hard early stuff.
So do you have to get out of the house, or what's happening with that?
International shout out to Ola.
I don't have to get out of
the
house, but just go climbing 20 staircase, which I can't do it. And he knows that, and he wants me to go to some psychiatrist so I can go on disability, that my I'm not straight with my mind, and I don't appreciate that. So I have money coming in from that, not from where I'm at. So I get nothing from here.
No, I guess in the face of tragedy, we find out, you know, what the people closest to us really are like.
And who's that?
Her brother.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you know.
I don't think he's being straight with you, hon. Okay, I feel like
you have a copy of the will?
Not yet. I didn't get it yet.
Well, you deserve that, if nothing else. Regardless of anything else, you should get a copy, and if they won't give it to you, go get it yourself, because it's a public thing. It's filed in public world.
Because I don't believe him.
They got to file it in court, which means anybody can get it.
Yeah, and there's likely a property, something like that, that is to be divided amongst you. And if that's the case, you can get a, what do they call it? Well, in Minnesota, it was called a claim deed, where they have to buy you out. Or you can force the sale of the property.
Who knows? She's in Jersey.
Yeah.
Good Lord. You know, that's that land is, oof, there's a lot of legal stuff going on in that state.
There is, but I really think that he means to cut you out.
He needs to be
and by
spicer.
Him claiming that you have mental health problems, unless you got a degree, I wouldn't fall.
It doesn't matter if he has a degree. It has to be documented.
Yeah.
So I know a lot of people have mental health problems, but technically they don't if it hasn't been documented.
And if you start going to, say, a psychiatrist, I think he could use that as meaning she's incompetent.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean that, but he could start, but then you could...
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Just because you go to therapy doesn't mean that you're freaking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. Well, as far as a job and a place to live, it's here, but it's going to take you some time and effort to get to it. All right. In the meantime, you better take care of yourself. Because if you, you know, face plant, who's going to take care of you?
You always got to look out for number
one. Yeah, you really do.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Here's the subject of your healing angel card. It is Blue Angel. We know who this is. This is the guy himself. I, Archangel Michael, am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this whenever you feel fearful. I love you. All is well.
Well, that sounds very optimistic.
Well, I think that's why it comes out, because it's like, hey, you feel like you're down in the dumps and the whole world against you? Mark Edgar Michael says, well, I am not against you. I am with you.
Stevie Wonder sang a song about don't you worry about a thing. I think that would be like Michael's. Stevie Wonder, yeah. I can hear it in my head. And
sing
I
it.
Don't sing well. Don't you worry about a thing.
Okay. All right. That sounds like Stevie. I just wanted to make sure. Cause there's a lot of
I am not a singer.
A lot of songs that have that kind of lyric in it. I was curious. Okay.
We got all these people looking in. Come on in.
Well, we got another caller. So, all right. Thank you very much.
Oh, good luck.
Maria.
Yeah, honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck. And you know what? We'll be here tomorrow, in fact, for Relegard. All right.
Yeah, call in tomorrow night if you can.
We're jumping up even further. We're going up to the great state of Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
We know what this
back
is. Bring it on back.
Come on. Who's with us?
Back again. I just spoke with you guys a few days ago, but I saw you were on and was hoping.
That's okay. Listen, we love
no.
The more you call, the more clarity I get from your readings.
Your readings will get better, mm-hmm. and if you're following a long-term thing, that'll get clearer. You call back as much as you want. We like a lot of frequent flyers.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I appreciate it.
We don't get any miles, mind you. But, you know,
After I spoke with you guys last, I was at work, two days ago now, and I left for lunch hour, and I walked outside in the car that was parked. I work downtown in Providence, the city. The license plate on it was God 444, right in front of the door. So I was kind of, you know, sort of like, you know, I don't pay much mind to it. I do see things from here and there, but I mean, the synchronicities after, you know, speaking with you guys the last few times, just sort of like a weight was somewhere shifted.
Yeah.
The energy feels a little less heavier.
that's awesome. Maybe Michael was driving that car and parked it there for you to see. I'm just saying, when you become consciously aware, the signs will show themselves to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So remind us a little bit again what your situation is.
Well, I was just going through, you know, sort of energies of other people and somewhat of a situationship, if you will, and sort of cut ties with that, taking a little break from that energy. Creating some distance and that is good. I have to regain my energy back, like take what's mine, not absorb others, in other words, and stay grounded. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously that person's still on my mind, and it's just pretty much a matter of time, I'm sure, until we cross paths again. However, you know, I just feel like I need to sort of turn a page with that. It created a lot of chaos in my life, people around him, and I think he pays more attention to, you know, the opinions of others, kind of clicky. I'm not like that. So that was my situation. But your last caller had a situation I went through previously where I had to do a partition. So I think that's the word. That's what you were describing to her. So,
okay. All right.
When my father passed away, I had to do that. So with his.
Well,
so
yeah.
I figured I'd do that too. I felt like I was connected
to
it.
Well, thank you for saying that. I hope she's still listening somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, well, she ought to get some advice because
whatever you need to do to make yourself happy.
Yeah, the brother is not being honest.
Oh, first thing you should always do in these cases is get advice.
Yeah.
I mean, if they won't willingly give you a copy.
Yeah.
And I assume that if you put it in public and file it to court, that anybody could get it. But will might not be the same thing as filing other things in court, like deeds. Or deeds anybody can get usually, but a will might be only for the people in the will. But anyway, you deserve a copy, though.
Yeah.
Because you are a relative. But anyway, get a lawyer, and they know everything. Get a lawyer.
What should I do?
Rosemaria.
Yes, for you.
But this is her reading.
Yeah. Anything you may have for me. I mean, I'm open to whatever you're picking up on today.
She's open to anything and everything. All right.
Anything and everything.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl and who's going to be the next manager and the coaches of – no, never mind. Let's go back to this.
Like I said –
I'm sorry.
What's that?
I said football is on tonight.
Yeah.
I was thinking about watching it.
If you are a loyal Amazon Prime member like we are, we order a lot. We get that. We have Amazon Prime Video.
Oh, do you?
And that's the only thing you can watch this on legally.
Yep.
Yep. And it is the Cincinnati Bungles at the Baltimore Cravens. I don't like you to. I don't care about
absolutely.
It'll be an exciting game, I think. But
I think so,
I have no dog in the fight, as they say, but people don't like to hear these things nowadays. But, you know.
Okay, here's one thing I got for you. The guy that you said you need to turn the page on. He is expecting you'll always be available. Okay, when he finds out you're not, I think he's going to get a little testy with you, a little irritable.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he doesn't owe you any money or you've got stuff in his possession or anything like that, because I see him turning, you know, because he really thinks that you're just so crazy about him that he can call you day or night, and you're going to be there. with bells on. So I would be aware of that. And I see the new year, you know, it's amazing how I see it to be so bright for so many people.
Okay.
And I suppose because it's pristine, it's virginal at this point.
In theory, it's like somebody feels like, everybody feels like they're rebooting their lives. I don't know. We all get that. Oh, it's January 1st, so I've just rebooted my entire life. It's like, you know, it's another day, really. But
I think it's more like
it's a mindset, but otherwise it's just another day.
It's like a field covered in snow that no animal or person has walked on. It's not, it doesn't have urine stains from deer.
It's all up here, though.
Yeah.
It is just another
yeah.
day.
But you can have a clearer perspective.
But if you deem that day really very important to you, then that does make it important.
It does.
Right.
If you picked your entire life, July 1st, the most important day of the year to you, then that is the most important day of the year. And that is a day that could mean something. It all depends on what you decide means something.
Well, New Year's means a lot to me. It's my dad's birthday. And he actually passed on the 4th of July.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's two holidays. Yeah, that was my dad. So that's what I'm picking. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
That's a good thing, though. That's a great thing. I mean, I'm at peace with that. Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be rainbows and unicorns the whole way. There are things here. Yeah.
What he was saying. He always said that to me. He really always said that to me.
Unless you're watching the 60s or 70s yeah. family sitcom thing, it's never. It's there's no rainbow.
Well, I do feel
those
you're going
were
to
his exact me. Words.
Really?
Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Well, I really think you're going to end up in moving in a new social circle here. There's new people here, and some of it will be very good because I get the feeling you need to clean house a little bit and get
yeah.
rid of some that, you know, either take advantage of you or they don't appreciate you, that kind of thing. The end of the year is a great time. In fact, one year I sent out Christmas cards to all the people that I was going to write off, and I put in the card saying, I really treasured your friendship over the years, blah, 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 but it's come time now for us to go our separate ways. I'll tell you, my answering machine got full of so many angry messages from these people, cuss words, and I thought, oh, well, you didn't really appreciate me when I was there. So,
right.
Anyway, I also there's travel coming for you, new opportunities in terms of work, and there's men all over. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
But are they good men?
Yes.
That's the question.
But are they?
What
a man,
yeah.
what a man, what a mighty good man.
I think that you must be truly gorgeous and sexy because it looks like in your cards, men get attracted to you physically first. And
mm-hmm.
maybe that's a star. You
no.
know, aren't you all very visual?
No.
No, you lie.
But you
yeah.
know what, though? You women know that.
I'm pretty reserved.
I spend hours getting your makeup, your hair done, the high heels, the boobs. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's not really me.
You
know, I try to clean up once in a while, but.
Chicks aren't wearing yoga pants out in public because it's comfy to them.
I will tell you
this. You know what's
funny? Yeah,
I didn't
go ahead.
That, man. I was wearing yoga pants. I was wearing like pajamas. I think tonight.
Oh, yoga pants. Gotta love those.
Oh, yeah. You know what? If you got a nice body,
wear them.
Wear something that's spray painted on. We like it.
Well, what I want to say to you is the right man is going to be willing to crawl over crushed glass to get to you.
I'm glad I've never done that.
Well, it's figurative.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm glad I never. Some people have to do that, like in car accidents and stuff. I'm glad I never had to. Oh, a lot of people have.
You're funny.
I'm just saying, a lot of people have in car accidents. Cars on fire, they have to escape through a broken window. You know what? They don't even feel the pain till later. And they're, I'm bleeding all over because that adrenaline and the escape fear.
True.
Totally diverse.
Absolutely.
Let's go back to our reading.
So I just want you to know, you got a lot. Don't feel like... you know, the parade is going to pass you by. It's not. Just figure out what you want and then think of it as having ordered the right one through Amazon. Yes, bless you. Because you can manifest what you want. You know, a good man, somebody who's loyal and honest and, you know, knows how his way around the bedroom. And, you know, just think of everything you want. And I do feel that in the end, you're going to meet the one that will be the soulmate any of the others have been. So, yeah, I think you're going to have a great year coming up. And make it be a great year. You know, we can all sit and say, what are you looking at? I don't know. We could all just sit and say, gee, my life sucks. The new year's going to suck. Well, it's going to suck. You know, but it's all, every day is really a chance for us to start over.
All right.
Absolutely.
Here, I have your healing angel card, but it's actually plural to two of them came out.
Oh.
So let's read the first one. The first subject is inspiration. A new idea comes to you like a gentle whisper inside your heart. Listen and take action. This is inspiration from high above. And the second one that came out with it is mindfulness.
Yeah.
Being mindful of others, of another's feelings and needs. Someone needs your love right now. A loving thought is all it takes. So it can just be a thought.
Yeah.
Even just feeling, oh, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go give them love physically. Sometimes just think about loving me about them.
Absolutely.
And it can be enough.
That's beautiful. Thank you both very much.
We love hearing from you, so don't be a stranger now. Okay.
It is our representative from Rhode Island. Yes, it
wonderful,
is.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
hon.
Thank you so much.
All right. She has such a charismatic laugh.
A lot of charisma.
You know, a lot of people just sort of, but there's charisma in her laugh.
Charisma.
Yeah.
That's a nice that he had. I got charisma.
He said that?
It's part of one of his stand-up joke things. Can't just throw
yeah,
it out.
Hickory.
It's not funny if you just throw it out
hickory,
there like that.
Dickory dock.
It wasn't part of that one.
Yeah, okay.
Indeed it was not. Well, you know what tomorrow is, folks?
Yeah.
Tomorrow we shall be here for RoboCard Friday.
And we will have had more, whatever you want to call
Catherine
it.
Catherine is leaving.
Where's she going?
Well, I guess it's...
Oh, Thursday night football.
Yes.
Of course, it's only 8.
Oh, we forgot to set that back.
I know.
Okay. That's easy enough. All right. Yes, it is only 8, but it starts soon. The pre-game stuff is on. The pre-pre. Yes.
Boy, any man who is a football fanatic would love you.
It's very common nowadays, though.
That
not,
women?
It's not like 40 years ago. Very common. Very, very common. 40 years ago, you couldn't find a chick who gave two shits
good
about
night,
football.
Good night, all. We're going to leave you now. And we'll see what tomorrow brings, huh?
Well, we know what tomorrow brings. It brings RoboCard Friday.
It does. Yeehaw.
That's right.
There we
Yeehaw!
Go.
Let's,
all right.
Sorry, Blog Talker. They just signed on. We got to go. But we shall be back tomorrow.
Yeah, join us tomorrow.
It's better to be first and last. I know it's easier said than done. Life is life. You could be a different time zone, but it is what it is. And we got to go. We got to go. I know we have a dog. Usually, you know, she's a little early. Usually at 90 minutes, she gets a little chip, chip, chirpy, chirpy. But that's all right.
Good night.
All right, Blog Talkers.
I'm going to
see you tomorrow. Or anyway. 7 p.m. Eastern. Pacific. Night-night.